What are the chances that you've been abducted by aliens, but you don't remember it? In fact, what if you've been abducted multiple times and have the scars to prove it? And are half-human, half-alien hybrids living amongst us? Today, we test the believability of Hillary Porter's abductions.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That is right. I hope everybody is strapped in because it is alien time up in here. It is abduction time up in here.
This girl, she was taken. I don't know her name.
Hillary Porter. She's a woman. She is a woman. And this is, and no, there it's abductions. We're talking plural here. Like when she goes, there's like, what are you doing Friday night? You want to come watch intergalactic football? Yeah. Up there, you know, all the time, every Friday night. You're never bored when you're Hillary.
Like she's got like a toothbrush on the ship?
Yeah. She's got a drawer.
Yeah.
She's got, that's her, yeah, her drawer there.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about this. I'm really excited.
Awesome. And it's very spastic. So I'm going to do my best to keep details in line and thorough as possible.
Okay.
And also, I do want to temper expectations just a little bit. I preface a lot in real life, but I typically try not to. Because the more you preface, the more you influence. And I really want people to just take it at face value. But I do want to say, when you hear that an episode is going to be about somebody having multiple abductions, you might think this is going to be very narrative driven. And while there are moments of that, it's more discussing ideas and beliefs, and I would say narrative in scene. I love the in scenes. You know me. That's why I always like for personal encounters. But today is some of that and some talking about ideas. That said, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
So we'll start off with who is Hillary Porter? So she's a woman, pretty normal person, aside from everything you're going to hear in the next 30 minutes. Other than that, she's totally fine. You know, she's got a daughter, a husband. She lives in the United Kingdom.
Oh, she's British.
She's British. She lives in Wales.
Good for her.
Yeah. She works with Beams, which we'll talk about later. It's a
cap. Did you say Beams?
Beams. It's a British thing about the sky.
I guess we'll find out.
We'll get to that later. She's
this
even,
bean is a pinto bean.
Now, this is going to sound very Harry Potter of me, and I don't mind saying that, but she also one time worked for the Ministry of Defense.
You mean the Ministry of Magic?
The Ministry of Dark Arts and Magic.
Oh, shit. This is British. I get to bust out my authentic British accent.
Very authentic. You know, I used to have a very good British accent, and the more and more I do it now, the more I feel like I slip into Australian. And I'm kind of ashamed about that. There's not much I feel shame about, but that's one of them. So, let us begin. And she's also she's a woman, and by that I mean she's like in her 60s. Actually, she might be in her 70s now.
Well,
she's seen some shit, not in both the real world, I'm sure, and in space.
Yeah.
So let's go to the 1950s and talk about her first abduction. And by first, I mean her first that she can recall. Even though she really couldn't even recall. This one, you're going to enjoy this. Here's a time jump for you. She didn't even remember that this existed until the 90s when she had what she claims as a crisis abduction. Basically, what happened was she had an episode of like an abduction where all of a sudden the world kind of went dark around her. And what she was seeing, her vision was no longer what was in front of her. Instead, it was almost like a movie, cinematic, and she saw this little girl walking around in this tall grass, which if anybody's ever watched Jurassic Park 2, they know that you stay out of the tall grass.
I was thinking about Gladiator.
Oh.
With the boy.
Oh.
And the tall grass.
No.
Oh.
I was thinking Jurassic Park. Well, they're both good movies, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And so she's watching this little girl frolic around in the tall grass, and then it zooms in her mind. And she sees that this little girl is her. This little girl that she's seeing is the five-year-old version of herself.
Okay.
So she's watching her jump around, bobbing, weaving, you know, loving life in Wales.
Stinging like a like a bee and dodging like a butterfly.
I think it's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Butterfly.
Butterfly. Yeah,
biting ears. And. But suddenly, she noticed that this version of herself stumbled upon this terrifying-looking entity that had scaly skin, a tiny mouth, and black holes for a nose. She said it reminded her of a tortoise.
The tiny mouth is what gets me.
It's like, hey, come here. But this terrifying entity grabbed Hillary by her arms and dragged her towards a large steel disc that she says was about 50 feet long. And it started leading her towards this tube in the disc. And then when they got inside, she said there was something similar to an elevator that had closing doors. But then the very next moment, she was in this round chamber that was full of panels and blinking lights and buttons. And there were also little tiny humanoid figures walking around the room.
What? How small?
I don't know. She said small.
Oh,
it's subjective. God. I mean, like, if you're 6'5", I'm small. If I had to guess, I would say 3 foot.
Okay. Well, that makes me think of like fairies and like dwarves and stuff.
They like, call it okay. a boing.
Well, but like how connected are aliens to like
dwarves?
Fairies and dwarves. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there a connection there?
I don't know. Aliens, man, it's like, it depends if you are somebody who likes things in neat little boxes, or if you were the kid that just knocked all the shit together and then you got crayons with colored pencils and markers.
I think at this point, our audience knows which one we both were.
Are you saying I'm a boxer person?
Yeah.
Dude, the people closest to me would never let you say that I'm neat and tidy. That's just the way I like to come off. So she's in this room. There's all these little people, entities around, and they start stripping off her clothes and they place her on a bed. And the scaly creature takes this super sharp instrument, presses it directly into her body. So naturally, she starts screaming in pain and for help. And that is when the vision cuts out.
Oh, wow. It's like that's crazy. So this is like a flashback for her.
Yes.
Where does she wake up?
I don't know if she even remembers that moment. She was in her house. She's in her house in the 90s, and she has an episode, and she has a vision of this. And I don't know if there's bias in it. It's like, you know, you recreate your memories so many times. But in her mind, it's clear as day. You know, I guess you've been abducted once. You know, you start believing it probably after a while.
Probably.
So in her mind, I think she thinks she was watching at least a movie based on a true story. She's like, you know, the pacing was a little slow.
Yeah.
But, you know, you probably leave 5 minutes on the editing floor. But
I don't know about the love interest of this, but.
the tortoise and the girl. Oh, God. So that's considered her first abduction because it's the first one she can remember. But she also claims that there's a very good chance that she might have been abducted even before then, because apparently her mother would say that Hillary would often disappear for long periods of time from their yard when she was... Did I already say she was 2 or 3?
No. Okay. I was about to make a joke. I was about to make a joke about that. Like, what? Is she just like... She's going off doing like busy business stuff?
No, she's 2 or 3.
Well...
Sorry, dude.
Her mom's like, oh, look at the time. She's out gallivanting.
Kids gonna be kids at 2 years old. And they would find her miles away from home.
What?
And then when they asked her what happened, she could never answer them or remember.
What? She's 2.
In 2021, I think this would be looked at a little differently.
Yeah. That's the time where you would put a little bit of scotch on your finger, let them suck on it to go to sleep.
Neighborhood watch would be alerted about potential creeps in the area.
Yeah, definitely. Think.
So aliens, maybe bad parenting. I would say yes. I know that the 50s were a different time. It was when the lights come on, come back home for dinner. Either way, it's something strange was happening. Unless they were just hoping, you know, the aliens would take her and they were in on it. Every time she came back, they were like, fuck.
So this girl's name is Hillary, right?
Yeah.
It makes me want to watch the Hillary Duff movie. The one where she goes to Italy. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No. She was in the movie with Chad Michael Murray where it was like Cinderella.
No. I'm talking about Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Where she goes to Italy.
Yeah.
Is Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah. Was Chad Michael Murray in it, though?
I don't f***ing know who that is.
What? One Tree Hill?
I don't know.
I like Chad Michael Murray. So let's move to the 1970s, shall we?
Yes.
All these abductions, I'm sure she probably abducted plenty of times in the 60s, but just none of them noteworthy enough to be on this podcast or any site that I looked at in the last week.
So shade.
So it's 1970. Hillary was driving with her husband on the way to Cardiff, which is the capital of Wales. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
I had no clue.
I didn't either. That's why I looked it up. And out of nowhere, they both completely pass out.
Oh, okay.
Dunzo, just out. Which is, like, it's like, obviously, you know, aliens are involved and you know, you're locked into that. But it is scary to think about people, like, passing out behind the wheel. Like, it's very, very scary, very dangerous. But the good thing is that they both came to completely fine.
Good.
But they found themselves still in their car, but back in their garage.
What? How far was that from the... Go ahead. Keep going.
Wales. So probably not that far. If it's, I don't know how big Wales is as a thing. Like they're going from some part of Wales to the capital of Wales. And I can't even do United States distance. So I'm not even going to try.
Small.
But the interesting thing is that they did check the car's mileage and however they calculated it in their mind, it gave them the impression that they had not actually driven back home to the garage. The amount of miles did not add up.
What?
So something must have lifted them up and taken them back home. That's just connecting dots, man. Y'all. That's what we do here.
It's like that sad thing in Brave Little Toaster where it's like, I'm just a magnet killing cars. And they got transported back to their garage.
Yeah, that was an interesting movie.
It was. It was a weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. The whole like clown dream sequence where they were afraid of like getting put in water. It's very disturbing for a young child.
Yeah, it was.
Or the when they spend the night outside in the tent, it's lightning. And then the f***ing vacuum.
I'm a vacuum.
But going back to the episode at hand. Here, I'll let you finish texting.
I'm not texting. I'm trying to show you where Wales is.
Well, it's in the UK.
It's basically just like this little corner.
So where is... Oh, I see Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many square miles is it?
I don't know. Not many. It's small. Like...
Well, it looks small because it's on your phone. The world's pretty big, bro.
The UK in general is pretty not very big, but that little section's very small. Sorry, you keep going.
But later that night, as if being transported back to your garage when you thought, hopefully they didn't have any important business happening in Cardiff.
Yeah, right?
That's like starting back from your last checkpoint.
That's exactly what happened.
Maybe they died and they just went back to that.
Oh, jeez.
I don't like that. But... Hillary discovered a very strange triangular scar on her body that night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In her words, quote, "It was damn scary. We just passed out and had no idea how we got there. And I didn't feel well at all. My husband thought we must have fallen asleep, but that didn't explain how we got there. When we got home, I changed and found triangular marks on my stomach, like a severe bruise or a big suction. I thought, damn, look at that," quote. Except British accent.
Yeah, so elegant for British. Damn, look at that.
I feel like every time I read, I just get Southern.
you do.
If you're an eyewitness and you're unbelieving the bizarre, you get a little Southern.
You get a little twang to it.
Yeah, a little twang. So fast forward 4 years and we're in 1974. And Hillary was working in a Defense Department laboratory at a local Marconi plant. I feel like that's regional. If you know, if you don't know, then you're me. And she claims that one day she witnessed a UFO hovering over that building. And on a separate occasion that same year, she saw two mysterious glowing balls passing through a building. And the very next day, the military sanctioned that building off. So some sketchy, sketchy stuff going down.
Yeah. Ooh, what do you think was in the building?
What?
What do you think was in that building before?
Alien. Gray, some spooky, glowing orbs.
The balls went through it?
By it, I think.
Oh, okay.
It says it passed a building.
Okay.
So I don't think it went through it.
So this building just got quarantined because something went by it.
Yeah. I think the building probably not too happy about it. It's like the hole, you know, it's just there. And then you got people quarantining and...
Man, that kind of sucks. Like what? There are like businesses in there and stuff that like depended on it, but...
I don't know if there are businesses in this building because this is like a defense area. So I think it was more military than that.
All right.
But I don't know.
There's a Starbucks in there.
Guaranteed, even in the 70s. In the late 70s, she was abducted again.
Oh.
But the only thing she remembers from that was being taken on a hexagonal ship.
hexagonal ship.
Yeah.
So that means six, right? Six sides?
Six sides.
So she got abducted by a stop sign?
That's eight sides.
Oh, you're right. Octagon.
There's not too much there's not too much that's hexagon.
A hexagonal shape? No. That's interesting.
Wait, is a stop sign a hexagon or is that an octagon?
No, it's an octagon. You're right. But she got abducted and, like she said, this is a hexagon. Count of the
sides.
That's
all she got. That's all she got. Which is funny. I just saw this post where it was like, good thing I didn't learn about taxes and I learned about parallelograms. That really comes important during parallelogram season. But it's probably good that she learned about hexagons, right? She was able to classify that spaceship.
Yeah.
Good job. Huh. Good job, Hillary. So speaking of identifying and gathering proof, in a recent interview in a documentary called Alienated.
Let's see.
Hillary's partner, Ken, not her husband, different person, because otherwise you'd think that this is a really stupid question. So ex-husband was in the car with her going to Cardiff, and this is her new partner. Maybe they're married now. I didn't check her Facebook. His name's Ken.
All right.
And in the documentary Alienated, they asked Ken if he's ever been abducted and what measures they put in place to protect themselves and to prove that these two are actually people that are sought after by aliens. And Ken said, quote, I can't say I've actually been abducted myself, and I am a person who wants proof. I've actually set up stealth cams in the bedroom to see if we can catch an abduction. Sure, that's why the cams are there. So despite having found nothing and despite Hillary not having been abducted since those cameras were put in place whenever this documentary was done, Hillary and Ken are still cautious. Quote, they seem to know when the cameras are present. As soon as the cameras aren't there, things happen.
Oh, it feels okay. Sure, Jan.
So what are the results of her abduction? See, that's the kind of the bummer thing is that for me. And I mean, a story is a story in itself. You don't have, I'm not trying to say I wish it was written better or anything like that. But if it's for somebody who has a million abductions,
there's not much to
Pascagoula was, I mean, the guy, Charlie saw them three times, but technically there was one abduction and that's like,
it's true.
It's like, you know, well, it might be true, but there was a lot where you'd think if somebody was abducted multiple times, you'd have more.
But yeah, like there was, well, that story was chilling, but I don't know, maybe they have better memory.
Yeah, that's true. They also experienced it together, I guess. Yeah. And maybe it's just me, maybe not a lot was out there. Who knows? But let's talk about the results of her abductions.
Okay.
So, it's understandable to believe that if you were abducted, you might start experiencing some type of PTSD, stress, anxiety, panic attacks. Things of that nature, which, you know, we can all wrap our heads around that. But one thing that might be overlooked, and we're going to be talking about here for a second with Hillary, is physical side effects post-abduction. So it's not uncommon for Hillary to regain consciousness and within the next few hours start developing welts and bruises and scratches and black eyes or even blood stains on her clothes, which kind of feels like exorcism territory
or
possession.
I don't want, yeah, I know, yeah, I understand what you mean. I don't want to like push too hard, but are those documented at all?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
She also experiences headaches, nausea, and nosebleeds.
Who doesn't?
Well, when you get abducted, you think she'd be used to it by now. Her system should just be kind of like, I wonder where do you go to find those medical documentation? Because I don't know what like hospital or doctor. Like if somebody wanted to find your medical record, how would they do it online?
I don't know. I don't know. Medical records are supposed to be private.
So she would have to have
maybe filed a police report and then that way it would have been.
I could see that happening if somebody thought that they weren't abducted, but yeah. She like buys into it immediately. Like I need the police to arrest these aliens. They're like, are they green or?
Can you imagine like cops like pulling over a spaceship and then actually like arresting the aliens?
They're like, you were speed. Oh, he's gray. Never mind, he's fine. He's gray. It's you got the tinted windows on your ship. They're a little too dark, but
oh my god, that's funny.
So not only does Hillary suffer these physical ailments, but in her mind, literally in her mind, she thinks that the aliens left her a parting gift. In her words, quote, I have a metal implant in my ear. The doctor said it was like a piece of wax, but I feel it very well. My partner, Ken, has a monitor that detects listening devices, and when he brings it to my ear, the device is ringing. Unquote. She says sometimes her head will start ringing, and she'll have visions of little green men, little gray men, in large beams of light. She also says that the aliens seem to have interests in her daughter as well. Quote, one day, I put my daughter Sally to bed, and I went downstairs. Then, I noticed a huge figure at the window. I froze in place with fear. A few seconds later, the figure raised its hand, and I did the same. After that, I wasn't so scared. I decided that he wouldn't harm me. Then he slipped to the end of the garden. He moved so fast. Then he darted to the side, stopped for a few seconds, and then he was gone.
It's like, hey, neighbor.
Howdy.
Hey, neighbor.
You really need to water these more. Here, I'll go get my watering can.
I don't know if that's surreal or if it's like that would feel like almost like a horror movie, right?
Yeah, I think it's like when I talk about influence and predisposition. Like when you're listening to this podcast, you're going to expect something paranormal or unusual to happen. So under that pretense, I could see how she would associate this with aliens. And also we talk about what you see versus what you feel.
Yeah.
So what she felt could have been indescribably close to her abductions and things.
Yeah.
So there's a whole feeling that isn't in this quote. So maybe I'm trying to defend her here. Maybe that's what it is. But if I were just to read this out of nowhere with no context, we're not on an episode talking about aliens. I'm just reading this quote. I'd be like, creeper outside or like a monster type thing. I don't know. Although people say Flatwoods monster, they call that a monster as an alien.
I'd say shadow figure. Figure. Or it's a ninja.
Or ninja. The garden watering ninja. I don't know. But that's her association with aliens and her daughter. So eventually, I think once family got involved, Ken obviously is just going around taking his metal detector and sensing stuff. Now, she's used to getting abducted, but now her daughter seems like she could be in danger. So I think enough was enough. And she was like, okay, I'm stressed. I'm anxious. I'm upset by all this alien activity that I'm experiencing. I'm leaving Wales.
Okay.
And it actually worked for a while too. For as long as she was away from Wales, she didn't experience any alien activity.
Where'd she go?
Away.
Oh, okay.
Yep, away. Still in the UK. She didn't like come to the States or anything like that. But she just went off. Maybe you think those aliens were pissed though? They were like, where'd she go?
Yeah, they didn't put in a change of address card.
We had plans.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they're probably mad.
However, once she returned, the abductions began again, leading her to believe that they were attracted to Welsh people. People in Wales, that there was something happening here, and she has a theory about it. So that said, let's talk about her beliefs on aliens and abductions.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's hear.
So you would believe or assume that in the typical form of an abduction, you got, you know, people getting lifted up into the sky by like a light beam. Although we don't really hear much about that.
Not really.
Normally it's people getting like taken, like even Pascagoula, which we referenced too. Yeah, I guess
they got like jumped.
Antonio Villas-Boas, that was more of a sucked up. No, they grabbed him, didn't they? He saw the red light, and then I think he got taken.
Yeah, taken because
he tried to fight him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we just haven't covered it yet, or maybe I'm just completely blanking. But more often than not, they got to kind of grab.
Yeah,
maybe
they like knock you out and like they jump you and they take your money.
We've all learned that claw machines don't work. They just keep trying to pick them up and dropping them. It's like Roller Coaster Tycoon. They just keep dropping them.
Yeah, these are just like, this is rigged.
Yeah. So that's kind of like the predisposition we have or the belief we have with aliens. And as Hillary has experienced more and more abductions throughout her life, beyond the 70s and now in the 90s and everything like that, she has new beliefs regarding how a normal or usual abduction will occur. She explained that aliens communicate telepathically and can actually abduct people through walls and solid structures by simply reaching out to pick them up. In fact, she says one particular night she was abducted from her home through the ceiling. And you know I got her own words. Quote, they transport you at the molecular level and can create portals in a wall or a closed door. In a flashback, I was on the beach and I saw this alien creature about 6 feet tall in a green jumpsuit. I couldn't see its face, but he could communicate with his thoughts and had a seismic test box around my neck. He warned me that he was going to cause an earthquake. Unquote.
Those thoughts don't feel connected, like the encounter versus the other thing.
A little spacey, right?
Yeah.
I think what she's saying is, well, I can't defend what she's saying. Let me try and interpret. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to put words in her mouth. I'm going to interpret how I'm receiving them. I think what she's saying is that it's not physical. My next section will kind of touch on that. I don't think it's like you're physically here. I'm going to pick you up, take you in my physical spaceship, and we're going to physically go to space, and you're going to spend time there, and then I'm going to physically bring you back. You know, I think what she's saying is that there's a lot more, there's a mental component and there's an interdimensional component where it's like Earth's solid structures are like nothing to them. They're like another Sims reference. It's like when you're the Sims and you're a ghost, you can just go right through those walls. Like it does not matter. Or like if you're a programmer and you can just kind of like move the cursor through stuff.
Yeah.
It's like walls are just like nothing to them. Holograms, it's a joke. Maybe that's why them and holograms are a thing, because they don't even really believe in solid structures themselves. So for her, she thinks that aliens are 100% interdimensional and can shift time. They can stretch time. They can slow down time. They can speed it up as necessary, which is why when people are abducted, they often feel exhausted. Symptoms of like jet lag, being like in a different time, things are just not feeling right, and have odds amount of missing time that never add up. One, because your body might feel like you've spent a certain amount of time away, where the clock says, you know, it's been 2 hours, where you, it might not feel that way. Or otherwise, it's been a really, really long time, but maybe you felt like you were in the spaceship for just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Like they just bend that time like a pretzel, like a bop it and twist it. They just mess with it.
Makes sense too. And the ships, they go from like zero to a million too.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that in going back to what we were talking about, or her vision, is that maybe physically she never really left anywhere, or if they did, like maybe the beach wasn't real. They could have put that in her mind, and it was just having this conversation with her where it wasn't like you and I right now are physically in the same space, but like either they mentally took her somewhere else or she went to a different dimension where it's in. Maybe she wasn't even on a beach. Maybe that was just the way her brain interpreted what's around her. So now let's talk about why Hillary thinks abductions happen. What is the purpose? Are they just doing it for fun? Are they trying to mess with us? They want to watch the world burn. He's Welsh, isn't he? He's something like that.
He's Cockney.
Breeding, essentially, for breeding.
Ew, what?
According to Hillary and Ken, among the aliens, greys are just servants, simple servants. It's the reptilians that are the higher beings. So in their mind, or her mind, I guess Ken's kind of piggybacking off this here.
He's like, yeah, it's a good theory. I like the theory. It's good.
Do get abducted first, Ken. Then we'll do an episode on you. So when humans are abducted in their mind, they want the woman's eggs, which are usually gathered through the navel, and they want the men's sperm.
Yeah.
And that's where experiments come into play. So leading back to the whale thing, where she was like, I left and nothing really happened, and they came back and it was really active, and just what she's experiencing in whales, she thinks that there's something in the Welsh people that must just be not, don't think about it as superior or inferior in the way that we think about how somebody's better or worse. But because she's not saying they're better than like other people. But what she's saying is that genetically, what the aliens want, what they're looking for in a person, maybe it's the Welsh people. Maybe that's what they
is it bad teeth?
Oh,
it was a joke. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oof. Hit Charlie up in the DMs if that offended you.
I might cut that.
So she thinks that's why it's so prevalent in that area. Not that that's the only place. Maybe they like people from Wales and New Mexico. I don't know. But she believes that they want us to help these half-human, half-alien hybrids. Like almost mother them. To like really take care of them. And she is 100% confident that these human-alien hybrids, what we consider reptilians, are absolutely living amongst us right now. In her words, quote, you can't look at them. Their eyes are shining, and when they look at you, they penetrate your mind. They tend to kidnap women to obtain eggs and genetic material for breeding purposes. We believe that they are the ones who create the cross between aliens and humans, unquote. So what now? So what's going down now besides doing punny documentaries like Alienated?
Yeah.
So she's currently collaborating with other groups of abductees who have also experienced frightening experiences. And she's an active member. I think she's actually the founder. She says member like she joined it, but I'm pretty sure she started it. But it's BEAMS, which is British Society of Earth and Air Mysteries.
Oh my.
I feel like you should join. I know you're not British.
if they'll have me.
So here's a little snippet from that I pulled from their website, because they do have a website. Quote, "There is far more to this world than taught in our schools, shown in the media, or proclaimed by the church and state. Most of mankind lives in a hypnotic trance, taking in what is a twisted reality, a collective dream in which values are inverted, lies are taken as truth, and tyranny is accepted as security. They enjoy their ignorance and cling tightly to the misery that gives them identity. Our freedom is being taken away from us each and every day, a little bit here and a little bit there, so quietly we do not see it," unquote. They're woke as f***.
That's like some anonymous stuff right there.
It is. It really is. But it's like, I mean, I don't have to summarize it. Basically, they're saying like, you guys are enjoying your life and that's all fine and dandy, but basically you're living in the Matrix. Like, yeah. That's not the real world.
Take the red pill.
Stop caring about Thursday Night Football while you record and you started Sam Darnold, who's been garbage the last 3 years, but somehow has revitalized his career in North Carolina. Doesn't matter. Yeah. We're talking about aliens, bro. He did just score a touchdown.
It felt specific.
Yeah. Well, you know I'm all Baker, but, you know, it is what it is. So here's another quick little section that was on the site that jumped out to me about what they're about. What is BEAMS about? What are they into? Quote, exposing hoaxers.
Oh.
Publicly exposing hoaxers, deceivers. Working within our subjects is something else that we take great pride in. Already, BEAMS has put 3 such individuals out of action by naming and shaming them. Here, we take the subjects of UFOs and the paranormal seriously and have no room for time wasters. I think that's us. I think we're the time wasters.
I'm really glad they said, like, they took someone out of action and then said by just, you know, talking about it.
By shaming them?
Yeah. And not just, like, beating them senselessly.
We killed them. No, they probably actually gave them more exposure. Like, probably. The more you're like, don't listen to so-and-so. Like,
they're lying.
Yeah.
No, they're lying.
Although, I will say, taking a step back, it's like ghost hunting, you know what I mean? Where the ghost hunters take the time to call out things that aren't true, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I heard this rattling, must be a ghost. Like, no. It's just your furnace is really old as shit. You know what I mean? So, I do appreciate that they're not like, we believe everything. They're trying. They don't want other paranormal people to be giving them a bad name.
Yeah, that's true.
I will say, even though they say they have no time for time wasters, like when we do episodes on real people, like when we did, and I'm going to ask you about this in the discussion, so I'm giving you time to prep right now.
Okay.
But I wonder what she would think of Zeta Talk from like the Nibiru thing.
Mm.
But like even her, when we cover a topic, I often disassociate the topic from the person. And I speak on here freely, assuming that they will never hear this. This is the first time we've ever recorded an episode that I could almost imagine Hillary listening to this. I could see her actively searching out what media forms talk about her.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I'm not saying I chose this hoping she hears this. I actually, we make jokes. So I actually, considering she has no time for time wasters, I hope she doesn't listen. But if she does, give us a 5-star. but this is the first time, it hit me today. I'm like, this is the first time I'm ever considering that the art subject might actually listen to the episode.
Oh, that's really weird.
It's not, I'm not saying, she's older. So she's
not, probably not hip player. To that.
Yeah. Who knows? That's just a thought that crossed my mind. So Hillary knows that people think she's insane when she starts discussing aliens, which I think, given her past, is probably difficult to not talk about.
Yeah.
But she still continues to insist that she's of sound mind. She's a normal person, just like you or me. She's just been, you know, abducted a shit ton.
Yeah.
But her stories are very true. And she's still determined to find proof and continue supporting and defending other UFO contactees who've been ridiculed, like her, for their abduction claims. Also on her LinkedIn, she's listed as an alien abduction counselor.
Oh, man.
And this is the last little bit. I just want to say this. I know I've been reading a lot, but some of the stuff I don't want to paraphrase because it's just too good not to. She wrote a book called The Diaries and Recollections of an Alien Abductee. I'm not going to read that because I was actually going to buy it, but I wouldn't have had enough time. We pick our topics way too late. We have a topic list. So when you suggest a topic and we're adding it to our list, that is real. That is true. But we don't pick our topics much.
It's not ahead of schedule.
I'm still working on Hat Man. But before we go into the discussion and beyond, I want to leave you with this. This is her opening. This is her talking about the book. You know, like the, hi, I'm the author.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. So this is that. Ready?
Yep.
Quote. Hi, my name is Hillary Porter. I'm vice chairman of BEAMS, the British Earth and Aerial Mystery Society. In addition, I also provide a free counseling service, having helped experiencers of the UFO and alien phenomenon for at least 20 years. As far as I'm aware, no publication in our field of study holds all the necessary answers. Truth be told, many volumes contain but a mere handful. However, I am confident that in my book, you will find more in the way of relevant, honest information, more than any other work of its type. Hopefully, this will be appreciated by more of the open-minded, unprejudiced thinker, those of us who are able to distinguish real pearls from synthetic, restricted knowledge from fake news. My writings address a host of unanswered questions about alien visitation and provide a good deal of understanding about what it all means. Thanks mainly to the Greys. These entities have shown me, though through some very bold methods of teaching, what I consider to be the closest thing to smoking gun evidence as anyone may ever get in this subject. The truth is this, rather than them being with the manufactured product of some secret government military concern, biorobotics, or any of that nonsense we're being fed about them, the Greys are multidimensional aliens. And they can freely pass through solid matter, rather like ghosts. How else do you think they can get into people's bedrooms to abduct their victims, totally unseen by other witnesses? Along the way, I've learned some amazing things about their enigmatic realms and their often perplexing means of operation. But even with me, there were obvious limitations to what I was allowed to see. The suggestion is, having too much proof and awareness concerning the astral origins of our alien cousins, who are possibly the creators of humankind, could be extremely dangerous for any of us. And so, keeping certain things secret may well be for our own good. The Diaries and Recollections of Alien Abductee follow my numerous close encounters over the decades, along with those of other witnesses, all recorded in meticulous detail. It also comes complete with 29 very important links to some scarce documents, dossiers, sketches, video, and photos. The book will surprise many and is also totally unlike anything ever published before. Let's discuss. So before we get to the discussion, we have to shout out and thank our new patrons from the past week. So thank you so much, Cole. And thank you so much, Sarah, for joining our Patreon. We just dropped a new segment, which we mentioned last time, which was a ton of fun. The movie sucked. We watched The Winchester. It really sucked. But it was fun to do. We did a little Instagram live stream during it, which was, it was really funny because we picked.
As soon as we started, nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Because we were screaming and shouting and Charlie was covering his eyes. I'm like, oh man, I know this is Patreon and shout out Brittany. I know this is Patreon, but let's let some people behind the back. It'll be fun. 15 minutes of just talking. I don't really believe in ghosts. You should. I switched those voices. That's totally fine though. Also, I just want to say this. We talked about the t-shirt you get if you join the $10 tier. We have, the director's cut, all that fun stuff. This might have fallen through the cracks. I just want to remind everybody, if we get 200 patrons, Charlie is going to get a Believe in the Bizarre tattoo somewhere. Hopefully his forehead.
No.
We have 160 patrons to go? Yes. But that doesn't mean that Charlie can't get a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous Believing the Bizarre tattoo somewhere on his body. And that can only happen if y'all join and enjoy this bonus extra content. So thank you again to Cole and Sarah. On to the discussion. All right, Charlie, that was a lot of theoretical, a lot of ideas, a lot of abductions. I wonder if she's as meticulous as she thinks she is in her book. And I haven't read it. So maybe there's just so much more detail that's not in this episode. Maybe there'll be a part two. Maybe I'll just read her book. Maybe I'll make an, I'll be her audiobook reader. That'd be fun. But what are your thoughts on this whole mess of alien juju?
I think that she really has good intentions to help people that have encountered aliens and it's like wrecking their lives.
By being paid as a counselor?
She said free.
Oh, it was free?
She said free.
Dang. All right, good for her.
She
good
said completely her. Free services.
It's on her counselor. LinkedIn, but yeah. I wouldn't put my volunteer work on LinkedIn. But.
I think it's nice. Beam seems kind of intense that they're hunting down time wasters actively. I hope we don't get hunted down.
I don't think they're just saying that they don't give any. I think what they're saying is we don't want to associate with the people that are spreading fake news. Like, we're for real. We don't associate with the YouTubers that are doing it for clicks.
That's fair. I mean, as far as proof, she's got some pretty solid evidence as like the reports of like her physical manifestations after her encounters, her lapses in time, other people experience it with her.
So you would say like something's happening at least.
Something's going on. Who knows what? I don't know what though. One of the bigger things is the car didn't have the mileage to support that they drove back home.
Right.
That's so weird. Does that mean they took the car too?
I guess. I don't know what that means.
That's what I would assume it means. And she's experienced a lot of like missing time, which is indicative of alien encounters. I don't know if I really like or really don't like the flashback to her as a young child.
What do you mean in terms of like?
Like in terms of if I really believe it or if I don't believe it. I don't know where I feel about that. Like it feels plausible, but there's no proof and it's just a vision. I really think you're onto something where it's like, this is a movie based on a true story. I think that's probably makes more sense.
Based on maybe real events that might have actually happened potentially in the real world.
Yeah.
Part two. One thing that I thought was really interesting was the molecular level thing, where it's not like a physical abduction, where she's saying that aliens are interdimensional. I've thought about aliens in that way before, but the way she breaks it down, I actually kind of like. If you believe in aliens, it actually kind of makes sense to me.
It does. But she's like, how else could it be seen getting in? I was like, windows.
They're waving at you from your yard.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, where did that baby go? Like, that two-year-old that kept vanishing? Where did that child go to?
Hillary?
Yeah.
It's a lot of hearsay. That's weird, A lot of things are hearsay.
Yeah. And that was in, like, the early, late 40s?
50s, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think Nancy Leader from Zeta Talk, I wonder if she's ever met. If she's ever met Hillary.
I think that would be like the next UFC fight, honestly. Yes,
I would pay for that.
Like, because she's made predictions like a couple times about the Earth ending, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously bullshit.
I wonder if she would lump them in with like the fake people, the time wasters.
I think she'd throw down. She saw her on the street, she'd throw down.
That's like when they get to do the press conference and they get face to face. She's like, you're just a time waster, Nancy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't think she'd like her at all.
What do you think about, and I'm sure this will be a topic eventually in itself, but her discussion of the reptilians.
That actually tracks with some other theories I've heard, which maybe have in come what from way? This. Like, the idea that reptilians are kind of more powerful creatures in charge of other creatures, that feels like a theory I've heard about the reptilians before. And the Greys are kind of like this, like, servant race, which is something I've heard about Greys as well. I kind of feel bad for the Greys then, you know?
It just ties itself in my mind to like the Illuminati and like the idea that like all these very powerful people, like presidents, government officials, pop stars that seem to rise out of nowhere are actually like half human, half alien hybrids. And that like kind of like what she was saying, where it's like we're all just numb, caring about things that don't matter, like taxes and sports and, you know, what new TV show is on Netflix, when these aliens, human hybrids are controlling everything behind the scenes and calling all the shots.
Well, it comes down to that old Roman saying, give the people bread and circuses, means make sure they're full and distracted.
But what if you're on keto and don't like clowns? Here's my last thought about this. And it's not so much about her. You can tie this to many different things, but this is something that crossed my mind while doing this episode and researching it. Many people could look at her and think she's crazy.
Yeah.
She does not believe that she's crazy.
Not at all.
So what is that? That is perception. Perception is such... I'm a people pleaser by nature. Perception is just how you view something. It's not a truth. The way you perceive yourself, your traits, are likely different than how one friend sees you versus how another friend sees you.
That's true.
And that's always been something that's kind of like messed with my mind. Because like you look at yourself, you're like, oh, I'm funny, or I'm a hard worker, or I'm a good, dependable friend. And one person's like, man, he thinks he's funny. He's not. Or you can't trust him. He's not a good friend. He doesn't show up for you. So it's like in the people-pleasing nature, you try and like influence people's perception of you. But have you ever thought for a second that your world... It's that like that movie. It's a beautiful life. Is that the one where... Okay, never mind. Forget that reference. What if your perception of yourself is so incredibly wrong? Would that shatter your world? Like if you thought one way about yourself, and then you found out it is just completely not true. Like I'm coming at it from like a personal level on you, for you and me. I just wonder how she would grasp with that, you know, like if it came out that she had like a mental illness.
Yeah.
And then she had to cope with that. But how have you ever thought about this for yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've thought about that all the time. Like, what if I'm not funny? What if I'm not... Like, that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head.
Tall.
Oh no.
What if I'm not tall? No, 5'7" is plenty.
It's average.
That's very Al Pacino. It's great. That was off the rails a little bit there, but that is something I think about a lot because you can't control it. Like I try to control as much little things as I can, and how somebody perceives you, you can influence, but you can't control it. That being said, what do you rate Hillary Porter's theories, abductions, her whole existence in the alien world?
You know what? She's given us some physical proof. She's got really good theories. I genuinely believe something has happened to her. I don't know what it was. So I'm going to go with viable.
I think I'm going to go skeptical. Not because I don't believe in aliens. It's just, it feels lacking in so many different ways. And I really do think I'm actually going to buy her book eventually. But I think I do want to pick up her book and read it and see if I can get more details and just learn. And there's YouTube videos and interviews with her, and maybe watch Alienated. I don't think it's a hard skeptical. I don't feel concrete in this. Like, I feel like there's a lot of grasping at straws. It's like, I've been abducted so many times. One time in the 50s this happened, and then this little thing happened in the 70s. And then, oh yeah, by the way, they love Welsh people and reptilians are running the country. You know, it's kind of like in little spurts, I can get behind things. But a whole, I think I need more. And part of that's on me. I'm not saying she needs to do anything more. But right now, it's not enough for me. So I'm going to go skeptical. So that is our episode on Hillary Porter's abductions. A lot of people actually hit us up and were like, when are you doing aliens again? Here you go.
It's right now.
Maybe it's not the topic you wanted, but it's the topic you deserved.
It's really aggressive.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm missing football, I am aggressive. That is fun. It's fun because I knew nothing about this going in. And when somebody's telling you they've been abducted multiple times, it's got my ears.
You said it's fun, like a dad going to the beach who's dragging all this stuff.
Great,
it's fun.
It's great. It's great. It's great. I'm getting a sunburn. My contacts fell in the sand. I can't see. I stubbed my toe, so I can't go in the water. This is great. Great, great, great. But seriously, you know what is great? All of the support we've been getting. We appreciate everybody who's been listening. We appreciate all the 5-star reviews we've been getting. We love seeing them. We love sharing them to our Instagram stories. We got a couple of, oh man, that's great.
Did.
And we always appreciate that. So thank you everybody who's been engaging and listening and just supporting the show overall. It doesn't go unnoticed and we really do appreciate it every single day.
And just again, if we know we touched on already, we just dropped that new segment on Patreon. If you want to hear some more stuff from Tyler and myself, like we went through the whole back catalog. What else can I do? We got some cool stuff on Patreon. We got some interviews, some director's cuts, some behind the scenes stuff.
And remember, if you want Charlie to get a tattoo,
that's true.
It can happen.
The only way it can happen is if you join.
We can ink master up in here. Can I tattoo you? I can draw a little alien.
No.
Well, I'll start my drawing. Okay, I'm going to work on it. And by the time you get to 200, I'll show you how good I am at that point at drawing aliens, and we'll make the decision then.
I'm not going to make any promises.
Okay. But until then, as always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.